It's time right now for our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, and let's hope his main computer hasn't shut down. Good morning, Pat.
No, for a change, I'm doing okay.
But now that but now that this has happened, you know what I have to do now, right? Once it comes up, I have to reboot it so it gets the right log information.
Right.
And then I have to go to our production computer. I have to shut that down and reboot it so it joins the network so it can rejoin the computer. Nothing is ever easy. Nothing is ever easy. But I guess it's easier doing this than it was when I was first in radio, when we didn't have a computer and you can have everything. You know, if we didn't have computers, Pat, we wouldn't have this radio station because we wouldn't have the funds to hire everybody that had to work here.
True.
You know, when I first got into radio, this is no lie. When I first got into radio, I worked full-time. Well, my first job was in part-time in Great Barrington. That was a great little station. But first full-time job at where I didn't get fired from was at WKNY in Kingston. We had a program director, a music director, a copywriter, a secretary for the general manager, and a secretary for everybody else. We had somebody that did the logs individually. There was seven people before you even got on the air. And then you had to stay, if you were on the air, you had to have somebody in the building back then. So we had a morning person, a midday person, an afternoon, an evening, an overnight. There's another five, plus two people in the news department. 15 employees. 15.
Yeah, I remember back in the early days of Metro Weather, there was, at any one given time, there's at least three of us on shift at any one given time. And of course, with computers and everything, all of that changed.
Yeah, we now have three full-time employees and one part-time employee. That's it.
Yeah, see, yeah, things change. They sure do.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
They really do. But anyhow, yeah, just like the weather changes. And it's going to be a mostly sunny, warm day today, 80 to 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 60s. Partly sunny, it gets more humid tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, some showers, a thunderstorm, same for Thursday, mid-80s. And then partly sunny, less humid Friday, middle 80s. Right now, looks like the weekend should be okay. I don't see too much in the way of any wetness over the weekend. I'm just not confident about how much sun we'll get. So it could wind up with more clouds and sun, but at least a dry weekend. So that will be the story there. What's left of Cristobal is over Missouri this morning and headed northward toward Wisconsin and then into Canada. No surprises there. The rest of the Atlantic is quiet. What were you going to ask?
I was going to say to you, I was going to ask you, to me, because of all the shutdown and everything's being canceled, like we have the Dutchess County Fair canceled, the Goshen, everything's canceled through at least July. It doesn't feel like we're in, normally you went from a big celebration of Memorial Day and then you got the July 4th celebration, but those fireworks have been put off till October. It just kind of feels like, eh. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's summer and I appreciate the warmer weather and everything like that, but it's just, there's something missing. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Well, we all know it's never going to go back to the way it was.
Oh, gosh.
We know that. So, and yesterday, my copier is frozen. Said, call for service. I called for service. She said, I'll put you on the list. Never heard back. Then I'm trying to put on my TV, and I'm not getting a thing as far as cable. I look at the box. The box is completely dead. I unplug it, replug it, nothing. Bring it upstairs to another TV, nothing. So then I called Cablevision. They said, yeah, it's probably dead. You got to bring it in. So today that's got to go. I got to bring it in and exchange the box there. So you had problems this morning. I had problems yesterday. And for the most part, that is about it. You know, we're hoping to, at the end of this month, to get our friends together who never got to see the movie. by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Someone else who probably still has it in his DVD player.
You know, the two CDs are out right by my TV, and I saw them again this morning. So I said, I never got them in the TV to watch. I got to do this. I have to watch them.
You should watch it. I mean, we've gotten so many reviews. In fact, you know, four of the people that I met on the cruise last year requested a copy. And I said, why these people want to see, you know, like a home movie is beyond me. But I got responses from all of them. They were just floored. I guess people, when they hear, oh, you know, we make a movie, they're thinking, you know, it's okay, it's not going to be up to par, you know. And then they're pretty shocked when they see how professional a job we do. So we got some real good reviews there. But anyhow, getting back to the story. So I'm only inviting 14 of our friends who didn't get to see the movie. And already I have gotten emails back saying, can we let you know the week before, because we're still not sure or comfortable that we want to be in a circle of, 12, 14 people. So people are still very paranoid, very, very paranoid about this.
Well, if you invite me, I'll come.
Then you would have to watch it on your own.
Because it's free, and there's also free food.
Oh, right, I forgot about that. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. But we thought we'd try, because we figured by the end of the month, we're in phase two. Yeah. And so are you. Yeah. They're permitting as much as 150 people that could gather, you know, with safe distancing and the whole bit for graduations and stuff like that. So, you know, they're definitely easing us in and giving us the go-ahead that things are a bit safer. So you just still have to be cautious. And you can't walk around. You can't go kissing people to say hello and everything like that. You just are shaking hands. You just can't do that yet. You know, you wave to them, hello, blah, 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 blah. Stay a distance away. Eat, drink, and be merry.
You know what happened? You're talking about your TV box going dead. I come home yesterday, and Heidi, who watches my dogs, my wife, she says that TBS is coming through in Spanish. I said, just TBS? She goes, yes, just TBS. So I said to myself, well, she actually had to push a button and, you know, and change the language. So after she leaves, I go to the, and then I put on TBS, and sure enough, TBS is in Spanish. So what the hell is this? So I go to other channels, but they're all in English. So I go back to TBS and I check to see if there's any change. No, there's not. So I called TBS and they said, well, it's not on our end. So then I called Comcast. And yes, Comcast had momentarily put the Spanish version of TBS on the regular channel and the regular channel on the Spanish channel.
Don't you just love
that? That's, you know, and
just love it, right?
But it's, you know, it reminded me when I lived in Maine. Oh, that horrible 9 months that I lived in Maine, in Augusta. I learned more French in the 9 months I was in Augusta than I learned in the 2 years in high school, because I used to watch a hockey night in Canada. And really? I remembered just enough from high school to pick up some words. By the end of that winter, when I moved out, I actually could follow the games and listen to the announcers, and understand what they were saying. So, I should try that with the Spanish channels. See if I could learn that.
Yeah.
Because Spanish is a much more used language.
It's easier language. Yeah.
And it's much more used around the world than French.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But now they have these things. You don't even have to do that. Now they have these things you can carry. And let's say you're in France, and so you set it to French.
Right.
And you speak it. You speak into it, and it converts it for them. That's how lazy of a society we've got.
Isn't that amazing? It really is. And there you go again with computers. See how it could help you out? Just incredible. It really is when you think about it. But
All right. So today's going to be an okay day, because we've got wave parades for Sharon Center School at 6:15, and in Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. And tomorrow, you can line up in North Canaan to see the those graduates leave afterwards. So we've got good weather for those.
Yeah, there should be no problem. I think, you know, again, and whatever shower activity we get later this week, I at this point right now, I certainly don't think it's anything to speak of.
All right, and you know, I hope they're still listening. We've got a new listener, Jill Gamble K. I think it's the way you pronounce it. They moved to our area. They live in the Millerton area. They're from Northern Ireland, but her husband is the pastor of the Congregational Church just down the road here in Sharon. So I let her know that there's somebody from our area, Marion Morris, who lives over in Ireland as well, and comes back here and visits. So we have a new listener, Pat, this morning.
Isn't that nice? Well, I hope they enjoy the weather today.
Well, I think if you come from Ireland, if you have weather like this, you really enjoy it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's always misty over there, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's always misty, but I'd like to get there one day. My plan is to take the QE2, Queen Elizabeth II, or the Queen Mary II, over to England. And then, while in England, take the Channel and go to France, all right? And then come back over the Channel and then go up into the, you know, to the Isles, to Ireland and stuff like that. That's what I hope to do one day in my life.
Well,
and then fly back to Iceland because it's a shorter flight, and then rent a car and drive down from Iceland back to where I live.
Well, you better get working on it.
That's right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That is Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.